SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas is urging colleagues to approve the House bill to provide more than $14 billion in aid to Israel.
Cornyn is praising the House bill for being good for Israel and mindful of the U.S. national debt.
I'm disappointed that President Biden, first thing out of the chute, threatened to veto the bill.
And bothered that Majority Leader Schumer, with Israel's very existence on the line, went so far as to call the House bill a joke.
I don't think there's anything funny about the strong desire that most of us have to support our ally.
Cornyn also praises the House effort to trim wasteful spending as part of its bill. He notes interest alone on the national debt now costs taxpayers nearly as much as they would spend on the entire annual defense budget. Bob Agner reporting.
Former President Barack Obama getting reamed online for statements that appeared to defend terror group Hamas's attack on Israeli citizens. In a podcast, Obama said, quote, "The occupation and what's happening to Palestinians is unbearable, and the only way to find a solution is to tell the whole truth about what's going on." Also at SRNnews.com, some U.S. cities are ending right-on-red traffic laws, which permit those turns at intersections.
After a dramatic spike in automobile crashes that have killed or injured pedestrians and bicyclists, cities like Washington, D.C. and Ann Arbor, Michigan have approved a ban on right-on-red. Chicago, San Francisco, and Seattle are considering those changes, too. According to the Governor's Highway Safety Association, more than 7,500 pedestrians were killed last year, the largest number in decades. The National Motorists Association says ending the right-on-red rule won't help the problem. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. Most Americans pine for the 1950s.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 55% of adults believe that the country's culture and way of life have changed for the worse since the 50s. White evangelical Protestants feel even more strongly. 77% say the American culture and way of life of the 50s was better. 60% of mainline Protestants agree, as do 57% of Catholics. In fact, Democrats are the only group that generally feels the country is better now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Never too early to start preparing for Christmas, especially when you have to muster more than 100 people and a small herd of animals. Churches across the country are laying the groundwork for their Living Nativity presentations. One of the biggest will take place at Yates, the Guard Baptist Church in Carthage, North Carolina. The pastor says about 120 costume performers will present a 35-minute proclamation of the Christmas story. This is SRN News. A runner from Ethiopia sets a course record to win the New York City Marathon men's race on Sunday, while a Kenyan pulls away in the final 400 meters to take the women's title. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
32-year-old Tamarat Tola is the men's winner of the New York City Marathon with a record time of 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 58 seconds.
I'm happy. I am coming to New York for third time, two times number four. Now I am win. This is the first time major winning for me.
While the men's race of the New York City Marathon was well decided before the last few miles, the women's race came down to the stretch with a trio of runners exchanging leads until 33-year-old Helen Obiri finished first in 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 23 seconds. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNnews.com.